All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, we've had more than a day now to digest what we saw in Super Bowl number 51 with the New England Patriots having a comeback for the ages as they erased a 25-point lead deficit, rather, in the second half to come back and knock off the Atlanta Falcons in order to win Super Bowl 51. The victory marked the Patriots' fifth Vince Lombardi trophy as they are now tied with the Dallas Cowboys and San Francisco 49ers for second most championships in Super Bowl history. The Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, are leading the way with six. But with that said, the 2016 NFL season is officially in the books, but it's never too early to look ahead to next season. Of course, Super Bowl number 52 will take place next February in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you just have to wonder who is going to be the two teams that will get there and who will be the team that will ultimately hoist the trophy. Now, as long as head coach Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are coming back, the New England Patriots have to be right there once again in the mix. We saw what this team did this season. They could have some departures in free agency. It's a possibility that tight end Martellus Bennett could leave, but you have the return of tight end Rob Gronkowski. The Patriots do need to take care of some business as far as re-signing Malcolm Butler, but of course, they are going to do what is cost efficient for their organization. And I mean, this is a team that they've been better than anybody else as far as drafting and plugging in guys to their system. The Miami Dolphins went 10-6 this season, but you just have to wonder if this is a flash in the pan under first-year head coach Adam Gase. The Dolphins were able to run the football, and I think that running game will be key for Miami going forward as they look to really balance things out with running back Jay Ajayi, wide receiver Jarvis Landry, and the return of a healthy quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. Now, the New York Jets and Buffalo Bills, both of these teams finish with losing records. The Bills will have a new head coach in 2017, but I don't think too much is going to change with either one of these franchises. You look at the AFC North. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they were on the cusp this year. They got to the AFC Championship game before they fell to the New England Patriots, and as long as Ben Roethlisberger is back at quarterback, I think you are going to see a much more focused Antonio Brown, and the Steelers need to keep Le'Veon Bell healthy. But the Pittsburgh Steelers need to address the defensive side of the ball as far as their back seven, and I'm talking about their pass rushers at the linebacker position as well as their secondary. But the Steelers are a good team when it comes to drafting, and I think Pittsburgh should be ready for another Super Bowl run next season. The Baltimore Ravens went 8-8, but for general manager Ozzie Newsome, he has to get back to the basics as far as drafting on both sides of the ball and putting more skilled players on offense around quarterback Joe Flacco, and they need more playmakers on defense. I mean, this was a team that was predicated on that side of the ball for so long with the likes of Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, and Terrell Suggs. Of course, Suggs is still there. He's in the latter part of his career, but of course, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed are each enjoying retirement. The Cincinnati Bengals are coming off of a losing season, and for head coach Marvin Lewis, I think he's going to go out there and have a good draft this season, or this April, rather, and try to get this team back on track. You need to have a healthy A.J. Green at wide receiver, and of course, Andy Dalton feeds off of that at quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Bengals do. There's only one way for the Cleveland Browns to go, and that is up after their 1-15 campaign. And you have to wonder, with all of the youngsters that head coach Hugh Jackson started this past season, will it pay off? Will that experience pay off and lead to more victories for the Browns? Now, in the AFC South, you had two teams finish with a record of 9-7, and the Houston Texans and Tennessee Titans. For Houston, they have one of the better defenses in football, led by J.J. Watt, who will be returning from injury. And you have to wonder about Jadeveon Clowney. As he turned the corner, he showed what he can really do. But the Texans have too many questions at the quarterback position, led by Brock Osweiler. And it's going to be interesting to see what the Texans are able to do at that quarterback position to really make a difference for this club. The Tennessee Titans are on the cusp. And under head coach Mike Mularkey, they are really focused on the running game with quarterback Marcus Mariota and, of course, running backs Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray. And don't sleep on this Tennessee defense that is led by coordinator Dick LeBeau. The Indianapolis Colts continue to not put talent around Andrew Luck, and that is going to continue to hinder them as they are consistently going to be an up-and-down team. While for the Jacksonville Jaguars, what can you say? It's the Jaguars. They're a sad state of affairs right now. And in the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs are still going to be competitive under head coach Andy Reid. He's one of the better coaches in the league, and he knows how to piece a team together. The Oakland Raiders, I don't know what we're going to call them next year. Is it going to be Oakland? Is it going to be Las Vegas? Is it going to be San Diego or St. Louis? We really don't know. This could be a team without a home right now, but if the Raiders are in Oakland, they got to try to find a way to piece it together and smooth things over with their fan base if they expect some support. The Denver Broncos took it on the chin this year as they finished 9-7 after winning the Super Bowl during the 2015 NFL season, but I do expect their executive VP of football operations and John Elway to really get the ship righted and try to get the Broncos back to the playoffs. The Chargers have a new home as they have moved to Los Angeles, but I think it's going to still be the same results, as this is one of the laughing stocks of the league. Now, the NFC East is on the cusp of returning to glory. And you look at the Dallas Cowboys this year, they went 13-3 for the best record in the NFC, but they failed to win a playoff game again. And it's a situation for the Cowboys. Next season is going to be tougher. Granted, Ezekiel Elliott is going to be in his second season as running back. And, of course, you have the reigning offensive rookie of the year and quarterback Dak Prescott. But all three of Dallas's losses came within this division. And I guarantee you all three of these teams, all three of the other teams in this division, are going to spend the offseason trying to do whatever it takes to put their rosters into position to overtake the Cowboys for that top spot. The New York Giants went 11-5, and they rode a very solid defense this year under defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. Key thing for the Giants, they have to try to find a way to re-sign Jason Pierre-Paul while also continuing to add pieces on that side of the ball at the linebacker position. The Giants need to get more effective on their offensive line, and they have to find a way to solidify their running game to offset their passing game with the likes of quarterback Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. I expect the Washington Redskins to go full out this offseason in the attempts to re-sign quarterback Kirk Cousins and keep him in D.C., while the Philadelphia Eagles are on the cusp of doing some good things after a strong showing from rookie quarterback Carson Wentz and rookie head coach Doug Peterson. Now, in the NFC North, it's still the Green Bay Packers division to lose as you have Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, and this is one of the better duos that the game has ever seen. Of course, the Lions are tough, but they can't get over that hump against the Packers in that division. You look at the Minnesota Vikings, they will welcome back quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, but will Adrian Peterson be their running back? We'll have to wait and see. The Chicago Bears went 3-13 this year under head coach John Fox, and he knows a thing or two about turning things around, but the Bears must get better away from Soldier Field as they were winless on the road this past season. In the NFC South, everybody will be chasing the Atlanta Falcons, but how will the Atlanta Falcons respond after blowing a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl this past Sunday? We'll have to wait and see. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are young and coming with quarterback Jameis Winston. The New Orleans Saints are trying to push through piece by piece, and they are close, while the Carolina Panthers are looking to rebound after going 6-10, and of course, they went 15-1 en route to winning the NFC Championship during the 2015 NFL season. And finally, in the NFC West, you look at the Seattle Seahawks. They're getting older on the defensive side of the ball, but Pete Carroll has done a pretty good job of drafting when he's there. So it's going to be interesting to see how he's going to piece this thing together on both sides of the ball. The Arizona Cardinals will definitely look to rebound, but they need a healthy David Johnson at running back heading into next season, while the Los Angeles Rams and San Francisco 49ers, plain and simple, it's a whole lot of nothing going on there. So I think you're going to see some of the usual suspects at contending for the championship next season. I think New England, Pittsburgh, and Denver are going to be right in the mix early, and it's going to be interesting to see because it's going to be a dogfight more than likely in that NFC East, but you can expect Green Bay to have a hand in who gets to the Super Bowl from the NFC. So it's going to be a lot to look forward to next season. Of course, we have plenty of activities in the NFL between now and then, the scouting combine, the NFL draft, you have free agency, and of course, the big one in training camp as you look to see who will be able to remain healthy heading into the season. So that's going to do it, folks. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, as always, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.